wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind on a very special Saturday here in Northern Colorado. We have 3A state championship baseball going on today. We are into the final eight quarterfinals, getting set today for the big one at 2 o'clock. University and Eaton, both 2-0. 11 of the last 13 winners of this game 7 that we'll see at 2 o'clock today on Preps Radio have won the tournament. It's the biggest game of the year on Preps Radio. University and Eaton go today after both of them having to come from behind in the openers yesterday. So we'll talk all about that, set you up, where everybody's playing, what time they're playing. We'll get through our 3A bracket. We'll also talk 2A, 4A, and 5A this morning. Casey Miller, University baseball coach, stopped by with us this week. We'll talk with him. Greg Garza, their senior and one of the go-to guys for sure. Well-spoken Greg Garza, their second baseman, one of the best hitters in the state, will jump on with us as well. And then talking about state leaders, how about the state RBI leader in Ryder True, the Eaton Jr., who continues to kill it, but he's got company, folks. Walker Martin is right on his doorstep. This is going to be fun out there today, no doubt about it. Our big sponsor on Preps Rewind, that's Gould Parts, right down there in downtown Eaton, right off of Highway 85 and Collins Street. Look for the big Napa sign on the front. It's Gould Parts. Stick the number up on the fridge, 454-3355. It is Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. All right, let's get to it. So 3A yesterday looked like this. We were out of Tom Roach. We watched as Eaton came back and beat Colorado Academy yesterday. Boy, the Reds' bats, they were frustrated for the first four innings, I'll say that. But then they put one up, I think, in the fourth, one in the fifth, and then a big five-run sixth inning. It's what the Reds do. It's what they've done all year. They came back against University. They came back against Sterling. They came back against Brush, all late in games to get victories, and they did it again yesterday in the biggest game to date on the season. Came back and beat Colorado Academy 7-5. Colorado Academy had a little lefty freshman that was throwing, and my God, he couldn't have been throwing more than 70 miles an hour. I mean, just powder caking it up there, and the Reds had a hard time getting through to this with this kid with the pace that he was throwing the ball at, just throwing snails up there. But finally, the Reds get going. Boy, what a day for Walker Martin. He gets his sixth home run of the year in the win over Colorado Academy 7-5. Then the Reds come back. Sterling took care of Rez Christian. Sterling had to come back and beat Rez, too. Rez led 4-0 in that game yesterday. We had it for you on Preps Radio. And Sterling comes back and gets the 8-6 win. So it set up the Sterling and Eaton game, and boy, it was all Reds. They didn't wait around until the sixth inning this time. In game number two yesterday, the Reds just slammed Sterling. It was 9-0 after the second inning, and the Reds coasted. It's the second time in a row for Mitch Haythorn on the hill where he's had a ridiculous lead early. We asked him last weekend when he pitched against Englewood how it was going into the second inning, how much pressure he felt with a 20-1 lead. Yesterday, he's in the third inning pitching, and it's 9-0 Reds. So big leads there. But the Reds win 17-6 over Sterling. They mercy rule him in six innings. Walker Martin, what a day. He had the home run in the opener against Colorado Academy. He went deep twice in the nightcap against Sterling. So Walker Martin hits home runs 6, 7, and 8 yesterday. There's nobody swinging a hotter bat, maybe except for his mate, Ryder True, who is, these two go in the order, 3 and 4. I'm not a pitcher that wants to go against these guys. I mean, ridiculously hot right now. So Martin, 5 RBIs in that second game. So I think he had 6 on the day. Ryder True, he had 4 RBIs, 3 for 3, 3 doubles, 4 RBIs in the 17-6 win in the second game yesterday. So look at the state totals, the state leaders right now. 3A state RBI leaders, Ryder True 51, Walker Martin 50. They're battling it out all the way to the wire here, these two teammates, for the RBI lead. And you knock in a half a hundred runs in a high school baseball season, and you have had a monster season. So big for the Reds there. Sophomore Garrett Garrison also two doubles, four RBIs in that second game. So the sophomores made his impact, no question about it. He pitched in the opening game yesterday, kept him in the game, did well enough to get through, and also gained some great experience as a sophomore in a state-level type of baseball game. So big for Garrett yesterday, but Mitch Haythorne started the game, got the win in the second game as the Reds beat Sterling 17-6. So then you go to the bottom of the bracket. Lutheran pounds Bayfield 14-4 in the first game. The University Bulldogs trailed 3-1 against Manitou Springs, and what did the Dogs do? They came back and beat them 5-3. So, boy, Eaton and University at the same time yesterday were both down, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, we want to get to that 2-0 versus 2-0 game today at 2 o'clock out at Butch Butler and have the Eaton Reds and the University Bulldogs. That's what we wanted, and we got it. Number one versus number two today. University comes back in that first game, wins 5-3. Logan Getting hit his fifth home run of the year in that one. It was DeSparty and Tejada who pitched for University. And then they came back, took on Lutheran. This was the big one, of course. Everybody says Lutheran, the team to beat, and, oh, look out for Metro's Lutheran. 10-0, the Bulldogs just shined them. Said, get off my front lawn. That's exactly right. 10-0 University. Junior Riggs Towle got the win. Six innings. I love Riggs Towle. I think this kid can really pitch. Riggs gets the win. Six innings, two hits, five walks, eight Ks against the number one offense in the state. Riggs Towle just shut them down. And a look at the bats yesterday for University in the 10-0 win against Lutheran. Logan Getting 2-for-3. Hit another home run in the second game, so he's got six on the season. He drove in four runs. How about the sophomore catcher, Dalton Yeast? 2-for-2, knocked one out of the park, and had two RBIs as well. River Jackson also went deep in the game, 3-for-3. So, boy, Lutheran, I tell you what, University just smacked him around the park yesterday. So it sets up the big one today, folks. 2 o'clock, we'll have the proactive physical therapy sports medicine pregame show about 1:30 if we start on time, about 30 minutes ahead, 25 minutes ahead of our J9 Agency's first pitch, scheduled for 2 o'clock, Eaton and University. And as I said, this game, the only two undefeated teams in the tournament face each other right here. 11 of the last 13 times this game has produced the tournament winner. So it's a big one. You win this one today, the Eaton and University game, you're automatically into the championship. It's just a matter of whether you have to play twice or just once as you get to the championship Saturday next weekend. So big stuff right there. And Eaton University, with getting to this game, both have solidified themselves into the Final Four in this year's tournament. Today, let's see, Colorado Academy and Res Christian going right now out at University High School. The winner of that gets Lutheran at 11:30. Both of those are elimination games. You lose and you're done. Out at Butch Butler today, the elimination games right now, Bayfield and Manitou Springs battling. The winner gets Sterling at 11:30 to stay alive in the tournament. So who's going to join University and Eaton in the Final Four? Sterling and Lutheran would be the favorites to get there. We'll find out if they do. 2A baseball yesterday, it was the Highland Huskies, Keith Juarez team, 10-4 win against Denver Christian. They had beaten them early 8-2 in the regular season, but the big one yesterday in the quarterfinals. So Highland is into the Final Four. They'll play today in that 10-4 win against Denver Christian. Mason Polk and Sammy Nisdell, each two runs battered in, and Sawyer Morgan on the hill got the win. Six innings, seven hits, an earned run, and nine Ks. It'll be Highland and number one seeded Lyman today, 12:30, and then they'll get the winner of number two Peyton and number six St. Mary's, who play in the other semifinal championship game next Saturday. 4A baseball, Severance got beat. D'Evelyn knocked them out first game of the tournament yesterday. Diablo beat them 3-2, so Severance is going to have to come through the backside here. They get Golden today at 9:30 if they win. That's an elimination game against Golden. If they win and stay alive, they'll get Cheyenne Mountain at noon. That's the Severance Silver Knights. The Erie Tigers, they were the number 22 seed coming into the entire tournament, the Erie Tigers, remember, they ran second to the Windsor Wizards. Windsor was knocked out early in the regionals. But Erie, they win twice yesterday. Erie beats Golden 8-6, and then they beat D'Evelyn 9-3. So Erie is against Ponderosa in that 2-0 matchup today in 4A. The winner gets a big, big leg up there. Let's go to 5A real quick. Yesterday, let's see, Legacy got beat in the opener. So the FRL, the number 2 overall seed in the tournament and FRL champion, the Legacy Lightning lose to Cherokee Trail, a program with great past class. Cherokee Trail 6-2 win over Legacy. So Legacy has to come through the backside here. Broomfield, the other FRL team, they won twice. Broomfield, they beat Valor Christian 14-3 and then smacked around Douglas County 11-5. So Broomfield and Chaparral are the two 2-0 teams. They'll battle today at 2 o'clock for a big leg up in 5A baseball. So that sets you up on the brackets today. Remember, our big game, 2 o'clock, our J9 Agency's first pitch around 2 o'clock, depending on how those two previous games to us go out at Butch Butler today. But we've got it. University and Eaton for the right to play in the championship game, and a big, big leg up in the 3A state tournament. So it should be a ton of fun today. We'll come back in a moment. Casey Miller, University baseball coach, caught up with him this week. We'll talk with Casey and his dogs when we come back from the Allo Communications Studios right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back to the program. It is Preps Rewind on a Saturday here, Final Eight Saturday, whatever you want to call this, state championship. We're not into the championship round yet. That's next weekend, but we've got two of our Final Four. University and Eaton are going to be in the Final Four, and they are playing today. We've got the biggest broadcast of the year at 2 o'clock. Our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame at 1:30, and then our J9 Agency's first pitch right around 2 o'clock. Scheduled for 2. We may go a little bit later. But University and Eaton, the Reds twice this year, came back against the Bulldogs and got victories. Let's see what happens, man. This is gonna be great. I just cannot wait for it. Excited to call the game with Bruce Dick out there today. So can't wait. Already went out to the field this morning. It looks like it's in fabulous shape again. It's gonna be a great Saturday out there at Butch Butler Field here in Greeley. 23rd Avenue, that's where we are today. The other half of the bracket still playing over at University High School today as well. And then next weekend, it'll be all at Butch Butler as we get down to the Final Four. Who's gonna join University in Eaton? Will it be Lutheran and Sterling? They are favored to get there, but they are also playing elimination games today as well. Thank you to Kramer's Wedge and the Tatanka Grill. Win a $100 gas card each week at Kramer's Wedge Store and the U Phillips and Greeley and Eaton. Just spend $15 or more in gas and merchandise. Pay inside, and your name goes into the hopper, and each week they pick out. You can go in each day and get an entry. 7 entries. And then at the end of the week, they pick out a name, and that customer receives a $100 gift card to Kramer's Wedge Store and that fabulous Tatanka Grill. Made from scratch food right inside the store. And as we said, they've got you covered. Not only at that state-of-the-art convenience store in Kersey, their Kramer's Wedge Store, they've got you covered in Greeley and Eaton at the U Phillips. All right, we caught up with Casey Miller, University baseball coach this week, talking to the guy whose first 2 years as a head baseball coach in the state of Colorado, he came home with gold balls. He came home with 2 state championships. Here's Casey Miller. Coach, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastic. Tell me, this isn't the best time of year, right? We're getting set for state tournament time.
Yes, we are, and it's been long overdue. It seems like the last 11 months have gone way too slow, and even our regular season drug out just a little bit, and so I think this was the goal that we all wanted to get to, And now that it's here, we're really excited.
Coach, you've had some pretty hot bats. Do you have them in that same hot bag, heating them up going into tomorrow?
two days ago, we had one of the best practices of the year.
Yes.
And that's really what we needed going into this, just a state tournament. We stayed for 3 hours. We worked on everything. And the boys did so well with every different part of practice. And just as a coach, you really love to see that right before the state tournament. So we're getting there. We're getting there.
Casey, one of my favorite places to go call a game is out at Tom Roach Field. I mean, the guys do such a great job on that field. They do the same at Butch Butler, too. And I think it's a different set of guys. But do you know who takes care of your field? Because you should give them kudos on the air.
Well, it's kind of we tackle it as a team, and us coaches work hard on it. The players work hard on it. Our athletic director works his tail off on it. So it's kind of just a team thing that we all have certain jobs and we all do certain jobs, and so it just kind of ran within the house. We, our coaches, our players, and our athletic director.
Hey, Coach, what are the dimension differences between University and Butch Butler, Tom Roach and Butch Butler, for your outfielders to study and, you know, gaps in the field and things like that?
I don't think it plays, as far as dimensions go, I don't think it plays too much different. But the biggest difference that we've seen in the past couple of years is how thick the outfield is at Butch Butler. It really slows the baseball down, and so infielders have to hustle the baseball. Outfielders really have to be on their horse to get to those baseballs. So I just think the surface plays a little different. So I think our field's faster, and I like it that way.
This has been the year for fast fields, too, with the lack of precipitation that we've had. I think a lot of the fields, I've seen so many, I call them concrete base hits, where they're just pounded into the ground and be up over the heads of the infielders. I mean, have you seen that, too, on some of the fields you've gone to, just a little harder than normal?
Yeah, no doubt. Like you said, the lack of precipitation, and we just didn't get water till pretty late this year. It was past mid-April before we finally got water. Fields are hard and they're fast, and it has resulted in a couple of extra base hits here and there. So, I don't think the boys are going to complain about a couple choppers over the third baseman. That's how we started off against Eaton up at their place.
That's
I think our first two hits were chopped over the third baseman. And so now that everyone has water, fields are playing a lot better than they were even a month ago.
Talking with Casey Miller, head baseball coach out at University High School, gets set to start the state tournament tomorrow. They'll take on Manitou Springs in the opener. Let's go back and just real quickly take us through the two regional games. Prospect Ridge Academy, Mark Knutson's team comes down here on a Sunday, and you guys beat them 11-0. How about Parker DeSparty, man? He owned the hill. Five innings, one base runner, one hit, no walks, five Ks. Parker pitched really well. That's a nice hit for him heading into the state tournament.
No doubt about it. He kept those boys off balance all day and just commanded the strike zone. And his pitchers, that's what we have to be able to do this weekend and hopefully next weekend too, is we just got to put pressure on hitters. We all know hitting's very hard to do. So we just have to make pitches. We just try to keep the hitters off balance, but still pound the strike zone.
And, Coach, is your pitching staff healthy? How are all the arms going into tomorrow?
Just to kind of piggyback on what I just said about our last practice 2 days ago, we bullpened all of our guys that day, and they looked really good. And Tate Chacon got back up on the bump for he's been off for a while. He's been having some shoulder issues, but he got on the hill, and even Tate looked really good the other day. And so he could be a possibility at some point this weekend, too.
Yeah, you may need him. I mean, this kind of tournament, double elimination, the arms, you certainly seem to need him. Second game of that regional, you guys get another Metro team in there, Faith Christian, ring up 12 runs against them, beat them 12-5. Like the fact that Logan Getting and Riggs Towell both pitched pretty well for you. I mean, you've got to have all arms on deck this time of year, and these two are going to be part of the mix, right?
Very, very much. Logan's pretty on himself. He texted me after the game. He said, hey, like literally minutes after the game and after we leave the field, he's like, Coach, I'm going to get better for you this week. That wasn't my best stuff. He's like, what did you notice? What did you see? So Logan was just he wasn't happy with his performance. But I think if you look at the stat line, It just wasn't his best game, but by no means was he bad.
So it will be tomorrow, 9 a.m. University is going to take on Manitou Springs out at Butch Butler to kick off that side of the tournament. What do you know about Manitou Springs coming in?
I feel like I got pretty good scouting report on them. Talked to the Lamar coaching staff and some coaches down at St. Mary's, and they've both seen them lately. And what they tell me is exactly what their stats say. They all hit for average, but they are super, super athletic. If you look at their stolen base numbers, I think they have 150 stolen bases. So that just tells me that they're going to be speedsters. Just put the ball in play and then try to outrun your arms. Then once they are on the bases, they're going to bunt for base hits. They're going to slash. They're going to steal.
Yep.
They're going to fake bunt steal. So kind of what we've been preparing for this week is just make sure we take care of the baseball and really have to have good feet first on those bunting situations just so we're not playing so dang fast.
Casey, before we let you go, who are captains on your team? And is that something you guys, who decides on captains at the beginning of the year, that kind of thing?
I've never given official captain titles ever since I've been there. Just because you never know how it's going to work out, especially my first year, I didn't know all the guys really great. So it's something that I've never officially done. But we all know who our kind of natural leaders are. Greg Garza, he's kind of our rah-rah voice guy. He's the one that talks and he's the one that coaches. River Jackson's more like the leader just by example. Watch what I do, and this is how we do things. Parker DeSparty's a good leader, and Cannon Padilla. We have such a great senior class that I can't just tag a captain on one or two guys because they all lead in their own separate ways.
Hey, Coach, do you keep up with your former players that are playing college ball right now?
I try to do my best. Anytime that they're in town or when they get back home, you'll see him pop out to the baseball field every now and again. This last weekend, Colton Widler was at the field.
All right.
Caleb Padilla came back, and so saw Nolan Johnson a couple weeks ago. So we do a pretty good job staying in touch for sure.
Nice. Yeah, we talked with Grayson Swanson the other day too. So that was a ton of fun as well. Hey, Coach, thank you so much for jumping on with us. Good luck in this tournament, and let's have a great run for the Patriot League here, right?
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Looking forward to being back out there, and I'm sure I'll cross paths with you this weekend.
All right. There's Casey Miller, the university baseball coach. We will cross paths. We'll be out there today, 2 o'clock. Man, can you feel it? Eaton and University coming up today on Preps Radio. Cannot wait. It's going to be packed today at Butch Butler. Great crowd yesterday at Tom Roach. And I heard the same thing at Butch Butler. It's going to be packed today, though. You get University, Eaton, number one, number two. It's going to be crazy out there today. No doubt about it. And who is going to come out of it 3-0, stamping themselves into the state championship on Saturday? Already know that those two teams are in the Final Four. Will it be Lutheran and Sterling that join them? We'll find out. We'll come back in a moment. Greg Garza, University senior, jumps on the phone with us. Back in a moment. Here it is, Preps Rewind in the Allo Communications Studios here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program as we get to our player profile brought to you by West Point Carpet One. They're just west of 59th Ave on 10th Street out there in West Greeley. Stop by. Take a look at their showroom, too. If you have an inclination of what you want to do, maybe you're not sold on what you want to do, get down there and just so many different choices of flooring and interior stuff down there at West Point Carpet One. Get down there and take a look at them. They are our player profile, West Point Carpet One, where they believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary. It's what they do. Speaking of player profiles, senior Greg Garza, a well-spoken young man who's going to University of Nebraska, not to play sports. He may dabble in a little baseball out there, maybe even a little football, who knows. But he's going there for studies. I mean, I think he wants to be a civil engineer, if I'm not mistaken. But smart kid and one of the best hitters in the state. Here's Greg Garza. Greg, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
You ready to go, Greg?
Yes, sir.
All right,
hey,
man.
Is there a better time of year, Greg Garza, than this time right now?
Oh, I love this time. You know, just all the competition and seeing all the fans come out. It's just it's what you want to play for as a player. So we're excited. We're ready to bring home another state championship.
And you guys are have to be so excited because, man, this is your hometown. You know, when you think of state tournament often, you think of traveling to wherever. But you guys just got to hop down, you know, hop down the street and you're ready to go.
Yeah, we're excited to play here in Greeley. We have like a little acronym we use there at school for Butch. So we know we have Butch Butler as our main goal at the end of the year. So, yeah, we're really excited to play there at the end of the year.
How do you like that field? I mean, compared to what you have at UH, I think they're two of the best fields around. If for, as far as broadcasting a game, I love both. I think you guys do a great job on your field, and I think the guys who take care of Butch, it's always in great shape. How have you? What kind of success have you had out there? Do you like the way the sight lines? Do you like the way you see the baseball out at Butch?
Yeah, I've played there a few times last summer with the Gojos, and I really liked it a lot. Like Coach Miller said, it does play a little bit slower, but, I mean, just kind of slowing the ball down doesn't really hurt. But, yeah, I do really like it. I can see the ball well, and I'm excited to get out there tomorrow.
And many, many, many years ago, one of my favorite parks ever to play in.
That was 150 years ago, too. So you know
it still existed then.
That's amazing. He played. Bruce played. There was a dinosaur at shortstop, a pterodactyl at third. Yeah, so that's what Bruce had. Anyway, God, I'm in his same age group. So it's let's talk about this. We were talking to Coach just a minute ago, and he said Tuesday may have been the best practice of the year. You guys get through regionals, you roll through that, and then you've got the biggest time coming up. And you're one of the big leaders on this team. You must have loved what you saw on Tuesday then.
Yeah, you know, I was really happy to see all the guys come out and have fun. You know, I told them before practice started that, yes, this is a good time to lock in and really focus because of, you know, the goal we have. But it's also a time to have fun and take in the moment and just enjoy the time with our friends and just have fun. Because at the end of the day, we're still playing baseball. We're not, like, going to war or anything. We're just playing the game that we all love. So we're all just having fun and competing. And like Coach said, we had a really good practice. And we did have another good one yesterday. And, you know, we're ready to get out there again today, later in the afternoon, and hopefully get ready for tomorrow.
Hey, Greg, who's your teammate that may be the prankster or just keeps everybody, you know, having a great time all the time?
Oh, that's for sure. Cannon Padilla. That guy's always
right?
Cracking
How about
jokes.
That?
I think him and Gunner are like dumb and dumber out there. They always keep everybody happy.
And every team has to have one, man.
It.
They do.
So Padilla and Ponzer are the clowns. All right. This is when you try to pick Greg too on this team. This is a team by definition, man. I mean, you could say you've got six superstars, but you've got a whole host of guys that on any given day or night can be the go-to guy on your team. This is a really deep baseball team. Like, agree with me on that?
Yes, sir, I absolutely agree. I think last year we had a super stacked team as well, but I think this year, along with having all the players, I was talking to one of my players the other day, I think we have just a better bond, like all together as a team this year. Because, I mean, last year we had Nolan and Alex and Ty, and we're pretty stacked last year as well. But I think this year's bond all together is just a little bit better, and I think that's what's going to take us to that next weekend, hopefully next week.
Yeah, I sit here and we talk about who's the most valuable Bulldog or who's the most valuable Bulldog pitcher, and it's just the conversation abounds because you could go many different ways. Obviously, you're in the mix for Player of the Year. You're in the mix for 3A Player of the Year. If you guys, you know what they usually do that I don't like, though, Greg, is they give that almost always to a player on the winning team, and that's not always the best player. I go back a number of years, and Grayson Swanson had, I think, like 53 RBIs. And probably, I think Grayson did win it that year, but it doesn't always go to the very best player. But this team that you're on, man, it's hard to put a thumb on who is, you know, going to stand up and do it that day. And it's the same thing with the staff, too. You know, you got four or five guys, and you're going to need them in here in the state tournament that are pitching. What do you think about the guys on the hill for you going into the tournament?
You know, I think we're all pretty confident in our pitchers. I think they're all peaking at the right time. Like Coach said, we're getting T back on the mound too. Logan and Riggs, we got Parker, Gunner, Cannon. I think all of our guys are right where they need to be, and they're feeling confident, and they're feeling just ready to go for this weekend.
If we lined all you guys up on the field and we did a home run derby, who wins that? Is it Getting or DeSparty or who?
Oh, I'm picking Logan.
Is that right? Yeah. And he's from the left side all the time, right?
Oh, yeah. He's straight left.
Yeah, that's a sweet. We're talking about great swings in baseball, too. And I don't know if you're like me, and you're a right-hander, but it just seems to me that the sweetest swings are from the left side, and Logan's got one of those.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, I mean, he's pretty big, pretty strong.
Sure.
So he doesn't really have any problems putting it out of the yard either.
Greg, any superstitions, pregame meal, which, you know, routine, anything that every day is the same for you?
I mean, just before every game, when the national anthem is playing, I usually pray to God and just ask him to give us a good game and to keep everybody in the field safe. And then, you know, right before the game starts, once everybody's done warming up, River and I do our little handshake before every inning. Just kind of like lock in and let each other know that we got each other's backs and, you know, we're just showtime. We're ready to go.
Hey, we're going to look for that, and kudos great. To you for what you just stated.
Yep, no doubt about it. Before we let you go, Greg, remind us what you're going to do after this year. Where are you going to school at?
Oh, I'm going to the University of Nebraska.
That's what Coach had told me, and I said, I'm too old to remember what Greg said. But and that's simply you're a stud scholastic guy. You want to go make some money, right?
Yes, sir. And I'm talking to Coach Harville as well. Hopefully I can get a spot on that baseball roster, too.
Nice.
Fantastic, man. Greg, thank you. Want to thank you just personally for stepping up so many times this year and jumping on the program. You're a very well-spoken young man, and I know you're a great player and a great athlete, but even a better individual. We appreciate that here on the show and appreciate you guys. Go have a great tournament, okay?
All right, we will.
Have
thank
fun,
you for having
Greg.
Us on, and hopefully we can talk to you next weekend as well.
All right, there's Greg Garza. Love him. Good stuff out there. That kid's going to go do something special in life. There's no doubt about it. And in the meantime, he's going to be a great baseball player at University, man. How about the middle infields that we're going to see today? How about the University middle infield? How about River Jackson and Greg Garza? How about the Eaton middle infield with Walker Martin and Benny Richter? This is just, this is magical baseball today. 2 o'clock out at Butch Butler, our J9 agency's first pitch. Around 2 o'clock, we'll figure out just with those first two games in front. How close to that magical 2 o'clock hour we get for the first pitch. But about 30 minutes ahead of that, 1:30, if we are lucky, we'll get to the proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show today. University in Eaton. This is going to be huge today at Butch Butler on 23rd Ave here in Greeley. We'll come back, talk to Ryder True, the state's RBI leader. But boy, his teammate Walker Martin's right on his heels right now. 51-50 in the RBI chase. Ryder True's is next on the program here from the Allo Communications Studios. It is Preps Rewind on a gorgeous Saturday here in Northern Colorado. Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Allo Communications Studios is where we are saddled here. It is the Preps Rewind brought to you by Gould Parts. Any part you need, 454-3355. Just stick that number up on the fridge. Quality Napa parts. I mean, they can get anything you want. And don't go through the rigmarole with other parts places. We'll get it. Oh, we gave you the wrong part. Oh, it's going to take 4 days. No, Gould Parts is the place. They'll answer the phone. They'll take care of you. It's what they do. Vic, Marie, the whole gang out there. Alan Gould runs the shop. Just great stuff, no doubt about it. It is Gould Parts, 454-3355, our great headline sponsor here on Preps Rewind, also our scoreboard sponsor on all the broadcasts, and another big-time hotline sponsor on Clark and the Coach weekdays here on KFKA from 11 to noon. All right, we caught up with Ryder True. This kid is having an unbelievable season over at Eaton's. A state RBI leader, 51. Walker Martin right on his tail now with 50. But Ryder, you know, his brother is out at Shadron State playing football. Tanner is. And the whole thing was he was going to play football. And now, I don't know. I mean, in talking with him and Roy True, his dad, maybe baseball is more his thing. But we'll find out exactly what that looks like. But caught up with Ryder True earlier this week and talked to the stud junior at Eaton High School. Here's Ryder. Ryder, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. All right. I got to ask you, man, have you ever seen anything? Have you ever been in a game? All the games you've ever played, club ball growing up, little league, whatever it was, have you ever been in a game where you got 20 runs in the first inning?
No, I've never been on there. I've never seen that. It's pretty crazy, but, you know, it's playoff season, so we got to do what we got to do and keep battling it out.
Yeah, no doubt. This lineup is crazy good. I look at it, but let's just go through your inning. This was nuts, and then I'll ask you about your buddy Walker Martin over there, because you guys are embroiled in a pretty big battle for the state RBI lead. But we'll talk about that. You go deep. You had a home run, a triple, a single in the first inning, dude. You almost hit for the cycle in the first inning. That's never been done before.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
No question about it. I had you for 6 RBIs in the opener. They had you, Chas officially has you for 4 there. But talk to me about the home run. You hit this. The wind is going right to left. You know, if you get it up in the right spot in left field, you're going to get some extra mileage on it. Your dad came and brought me a picture, and I still had my headset on, and I couldn't bear kind of hear what he was saying. But he shows me the picture, and I heard something about satellite dish. Did you hit the roof of that house across the street?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Definitely the wind a little bit affected it, but I was talking to most of my teammates, and they said it was a no-doubter, but
oh, yeah.
The wind really helped it carry a little bit farther.
All right. Any idea, do you know those people?
Yeah, Tate. Oh, no, the house?
The house, yeah.
No, we don't.
That's incoming, man. That's like sending a mortar over there. That's crazy hitting the ball like that. You're seeing the ball well. State leader in RBIs. And this is kind of the way you guys have been all year. Tate kind of started this whole thing going. First half of the year, he was the leader on the team in RBIs. Then you come up and get it from him, and Walker right on your tail now. He is ripping the baseball as well. Everybody's hitting the ball well for you guys. But especially you right now and Walker Martin are just tearing the cover off the baseball. Have you guys said anything to each other about, hey, we're neck and neck for the state lead in RBIs?
No, not really. We don't want to like get anything going. We just want to keep doing what we're doing, and we also encourage our guys to, you know, try to catch us. That'd
sure
be awesome.
Sure,
catch us here. So, and it's good. Everyone's heating up. Definitely a good time to peak now, so that'll be awesome.
Boy, no doubt about it. You guys get into the state tournament again here coming up, so I can't even remember in history the last time Reds didn't win a regional final, but this was a little bit different than last year. Boy, you guys had to come back by the skin of your teeth against Brush. Yesterday, you just demolished these two teams. What did Coach say to you guys afterwards? Was it pretty much, okay, we needed to get done with business there, now just focus, come out, practice really good this week, and let's get on with it?
He was all, let's play 2 really good games of 7-inning baseball, and for those 2 games, we played up just 7 innings with those 2 games, so he said we did what we were supposed to do, and let's have a good week of practice and get ready to face whoever we got Friday.
How do you like playing left field as opposed to right field? Does it matter to you?
No, it doesn't matter to me. I'll play anywhere.
I know you will. If they want you to stand out in the street and guard that house out there that you hit, you can. I'm sure you can do that as well. With all the hitters in this lineup, with Benny and Jaden at the top of the order, all the way down through Dirk and Mitch and J-Mac and everybody, Tate, of course. Then you look at how good this pitching staff is too. Tate Smith in the nightcap yesterday in the regional final, dude. Kent Denver wasn't going to hit him. He just was dominating. I mean, when he's throwing like that, when Mitch is throwing like he can, you put your offense with that. Once again, this team is you can go win another title, right?
Yes, sir. I definitely believe it. If everyone's clicking on all cylinders, I definitely believe we can win a state title. And we keep playing like we did in the regional, I think we have a really good shot.
Boy, no doubt about it. Ryder, so your brother was in town, right? I saw Tanner.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he got to see you play a little bit. Does he sneak anything? Because you haven't decided on where you're going to school yet, right?
No, I haven't. No.
Does he give you any? I know that Shadron offered you, and that's where Tanner's going. Does he get in your ear at all, or is that something he leaves completely alone?
He leaves it completely alone. You know, he always says Shadron's a great place to go, and he loves it.
Sure.
He always tells that. And so, you know, that's definitely be awesome to go play with my brother, but also. It'd be really cool to do your own thing, but, you know, Shadron's a great play. So we'll see what happens this coming year. So
yeah. Plus, you still have to figure out, or do you know already what sport you're going to go play at the next level? What's first in line?
I was deciding football, but baseball is really hot right now.
Yeah.
So
well,
I'm really indecisive right now. So
go look at your numbers, and you'll say, yeah, if you, that'll give you a pause for at least to stop and think about what you want to do at the next level. Awesome that you get to make a choice, that you're that you're such a great athlete in both respects and, a wrestler as well. So pretty cool stuff. Ryder, thank you so much, man, for jumping in with us right here. And Friday, Saturday, wherever you guys are, we'll be in the same general area, and I'm sure we'll be out to a few of your games before this thing's over. But good luck, and just remember that first inning, because I don't think you'll see anything like it for a long time.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right, there's Ryder True, the junior standout at Eden. Well, you say standout junior, and then I can start naming them off. Both of these schools today, University and Eden, not only great seniors on the team, but great underclassmen too. I mean, just these are you talk about the top of the cream of the crop for high school baseball programs. University and Eden, you've got to put them right up there. There's no question about it, but it should be fun. 2A baseball today, as we said, Highland and number one seed in the tournament, Lyman. That's going to go at 12:30 today. They are at the Runyon Athletic Complex down in Pueblo for this one. And then if Highland can beat Lyman today, they'll take on the winner of Peyton or St. Mary's, whoever wins that other semifinal, in a championship game next weekend at CSU Pueblo. So that is your 2A games. Of course, we went through the 3A bracket. Our big game coming up out at Butch Butler today. Scheduled for 2 o'clock, J9 Agency's first pitch, but we'll see when we get out there. 30 minutes ahead of that, we'll get to our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show. And we'll see the Eaton Reds and the University Bulldogs out there in that big matchup. As I said, 11 of the last 13 matchups in this 2-0 versus 2-0 game. The only two undefeated teams left in the tournament go today. Eaton and University, 11 of the 13 times, last 13 times in this matchup, that call it game seven now. That is, they've gone on to win the tournament. So big game with all kinds of implications today out at Butch Butler. So going to be fun. Join us for that. Should be a great time as well. Severance is on the backside playing right now in 4A, trying to hang around there. And Broomfield out of the FRL is into the 2 o'clock 2-0 game in 5A today as well. All right. Thank you on the program today to Casey Miller, University head baseball coach. We'll see him on the field shortly. Greg Garza, University senior, same thing going there. And Ryder True, the Eaton junior out there. We'll see them all on the field today. Should be fun. Enjoy your afternoon until we get to baseball, as we said, out at Butch Butler. We'll see you then. Northern Colorado's voice, it's 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.